This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another daily tafsir, a tafsir of a surah a day. We're doing Juz' Amma alhamdulillah, and we're in chapter 90 of the Quran, which is Surah Al-Balad. This is a powerful chapter of the Quran, and it summarizes its essence of Islam. There's so many themes in this surah. First is a reminder to mankind that Allah is the knower of all that they do. There is nothing hidden from Allah. And before we do something, it is not something unknown to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Number two, it describes and it reminds to mankind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has given us the ability to differentiate between right and wrong. And that we are given a choice in life to choose right from wrong. Number three, it discusses the characteristics of a true believer. These are what the true believers represent, and this is what they are calling to. Number four, it speaks about their reward in the next life and their reward in this life. Number five, it speaks about the characteristics and the punishments that are in store for those who have strayed from a path of faith after having come to know it. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, la uqsimu bihadha al-balad. Allah begins with a vow. Allah speaks about Mecca as being a sanctuary for all of humanity. I swear by the city of Mecca, with this particular land. وَأَنْتَ حِلٌّ بِهَذَا الْبَلَدِ. And I swear that you are free from sin, Ya Muhammad, and that this place is a place of honor and nobility. And you are free from sin. It's a place that is to be kept clear from anyone who seeks it harm. Especially with your presence, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa walidin wa ma walad, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given Adam his creation, and he was not a father to him. He was not one who is a father to Isa. He is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the one who has created Adam, and that which he has in his progeny that will come after him. So Adam, from him, all of us, we come from him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa walidin. Adam is our walid, our father, the father of humanity. Wa ma walad are the children that will come from him, you and I. Laqad khalaqna al-insana fi kabad. I created mankind with the purpose of them to toil and put in hard work for them to master their soul and master themselves and be from those who will come on the day of judgment having been pleasing to me and having fulfilled their rights to each other so that they can be rewarded. أَيَحْسَبُ أَن لَن يَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ أَحَدٍ. Does mankind think that no one can overcome him? Do you actually believe that no one is there to stand in front of you and to restrain you? That Allah has left you and that he has no control over you? Do you feel that if you have power over others, you could do as you want? يَقُولُ أَهْلَكْتُ مَالًا لُبَدًا. Sometimes wealth is a great test for men. And Allah says that they speak to themselves boastfully. I have wasted wealth in abundance. I can spend on whatever I want. There's no one there that can stop me. أَيَحْسَبُ أَن لَمْ يَرَهُ أَحَدٍ. Does he think that no one observes him, sees him, is aware of his actions and deeds? أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْنِ. Have I not made for you, O mankind, two eyes? وَلِسَانًا وَشَفَتَيْنِ. And a tongue and two lips. وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ. And that I've shown you the way of guidance, the two ways, good and evil. I gave you eyes to see truth with, a tongue to understand and to speak the truth with. I gave you a tongue to make the testimony with, to be an upright person and to think and to be critical of the choices you make in life. I've shown you the two ways, good and bad in life. But most men, they choose a way other than the path of righteousness. فَلَقْتَحَمَ الْعَقَبَ. Sadly, many amongst mankind have attempted to pass on the path that is steep, the path which will lead to goodness. Many men overlook it. When you see a steep path and ascend to Allah, dhil ma'arij, to Allah, you have to climb up, you have to work really hard. Most of mankind, they turn away from it. It's too difficult. It's too difficult to wake up for Fajr. فَلَقْتَحَمَ الْعَقَبَ. They haven't made an attempt to pass on the path of steepness of righteousness. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْعَقَبَ. And what will you know about that path that is steep, a steep ascent to Allah? فَكُّ رَقَبَ. It is as simple as freeing a slave. It is looking after the needs of others before yourself. SubhanAllah, look at how Allah says, to ascend to Allah, it begins by you looking after others before yourself. And the Prophet ﷺ says, whoever frees a slave, Allah will save all parts of their body from hellfire. SubhanAllah. أو إطعام في يوم ذي مسغبة. Allah says, okay, alhamdulillah, in our time we don't have slavery. The next thing Allah says, or giving food to someone who is hungry. It's not about just your salah. It's not just about your linear relationship between you and Allah. It extends to the network of people. Or giving food to those who are needy. يَتِيمًا ذَا مَقْرَبَ, to look after an orphan near of you in kin, someone in need of your family, someone within you. The Prophet ﷺ said, the charity that is given to a poor person is counted as one charity, but if it is given to a poor person who is a relative, then it is charity and it is connecting the ties of the womb. It is صِلَةُ الرَّحِمِ. And therefore we should always look after our near and nearest family, because it is something that is double in the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's hadith narrated by Imam al-Nasa'i, and it's an authentic hadith. أَوْ مِسْكِينًا ذَا مَطْرَبَةً. Perhaps it's a miskeen. Doesn't have to be an orphan. Perhaps it's a miskeen, someone who's covered in dust out of misery and hardship. A miskeen is not faqir. Faqir means they have nothing. Miskeen is someone who has, but it's just not enough. And Abdullah ibn Abbas, he said that this miskeen is someone who's dejected. They don't have the luxuries that you and I have, a stable home and a stable life. They've been soiled with the difficulties of this world. ثُمَّ كَانَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. But these people, then they became one of those who believed in Allah. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْمَرْحَمَةِ. They are those who advise one another, mutually assist one another to persevere with patience and to be kind and compassionate to each other. True believers have this compassion to each other. They have a love for each other and they care for each other. And the Prophet ﷺ said, الرَّحِمُونَ يَرْحَمُهُ الرَّحْمَنُ. The merciful one will be merciful to them. Show mercy to others. يَرْحَمُوا مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَرْحَمْكُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ. The one above the heavens will show you his mercy. أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ. Those who have this consciousness of looking after the needs of others. Allah hasn't yet mentioned salah. Allah hasn't mentioned siyam. Allah hasn't made those obligations obligatory yet. The very early days in the days of Islam, when this surah was revealed, look after others. Help the enslaved. Look after Bilal. Help the yatim. Help those who are near to you in family. Look after the miskeen who has been turned out. أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ. These are the ones who will be of the right hand, whose good deeds are counted. They are the dwellers of Jannah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions those characteristics previously to describe the good characteristics of a believer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as for those who turn away from them, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِنَا هُمْ أَصْحَابُ الْمَشْأَمَةِ. Those who turn away from this and those who seek a path other than it, they are those who are of the left-handed side. They are those who have taken a path other than righteousness. They will be from the dwellers of hellfire. عَلَيْهِمْ نَارٌ مُؤْصَدَةٌ. The fire of Jahannam will be shut over them, envelop them, cover them all up. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he describes this in the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, that the earliest converts to come to Islam, that they, when they were brought forward, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them a promise that if they were to take care of each other and to love one another, that they will be protected by Allah. And if they were distant from each other, that was one of the reasons that they would be brought back and away from the mercy of Allah into the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, when you look after the needs of others, this surah is very powerful, that from the top characteristics of a believer is that they have a need and a concern and a love for the weakest amongst us in humanity. Those who are nearest to us in family come first, but it extends to everyone that we can help, everyone that we can assist. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our health, our wealth, and our ability and our intellect used for the betterment of others in society. May Allah make us the best of people in our treatment of others, so that we can be loved and given the best of treatment by our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as consequence of our favor to others, saves us from his punishment of Jahannam. The surah is a powerful testament to the importance of looking after the needs of others, that it is the highest characteristics of the true believers, and for it will be the reward in Jannah maximized in our belief and love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This has been your brother Yahya Ibrahim with a daily tafsir, Surah Al-Balad, the 90th chapter of the Quran, from a juz a day. I hope you'll join me for other episodes on my YouTube channel, Imam Yahya Ibrahim, from youtube.com. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.